Welcome to another Paul Hastings podcast. We are here today to talk about key issues and trends in the data center industry with Steve Berkman, a partner in the real estate department based in our San Francisco office. What sort of trends do you see developing with regard to the data center industry?
Well, you know, it seems as if demand from users will keep increasing in the short term, primarily due to the continued increase in usage by both consumers and businesses of cloud computing and other internet resources. As more and more business data is stored in the cloud and software continues to be provided in the cloud to businesses, while content of all types is being utilized on the internet, the need for data centers keeps increasing. In addition, due to the increased usage of cloud computing for businesses and photo and video sharing, for instance, from consumers, users of all types are being forced to enhance their data center presence. This means that where a business may have previously had a co-location space, it's now wholesale leasing. And where companies may have leased space previously, they're now starting to build their own data centers. Another major trend is the rise of companies providing outsourced data center capability for other businesses, which is being led by Amazon, Microsoft, and Rackspace. These companies are now building and leasing tremendous amounts of data center space, which they are in effect then reselling to other business users. We're also continuing to see international expansion in the data center industry being led by both local users internationally as well as U.S. users who need to relocate their data centers closer to their customers in foreign locations. Finally, institutional investment world has clearly gotten comfortable with data centers as an asset class, meaning we are seeing more investment from pension funds and private equity players, which is leading to increased competition for assets, as well as increased funds available to the players within the industry.
Paul Hastings has been active in representing different data center users in developing their own data center campuses. Can you briefly describe the key issues faced by a major company who would like to develop its own data center campus?
Sure. Well, the three main factors, I believe, which are determining the location of and development of data center campuses are tax incentives, power availability and pricing, and climate. With regard to tax incentives, various states are now competing to host these data center developments primarily by offering various types of tax incentives. These incentives can include abatements of sales taxes, personal property taxes, and real property taxes. Some states don't have sales tax at all, which is a huge incentive due to the amount of money spent on servers within these data centers. As to power, clearly the availability of power within the site chosen, as well as its price, are key factors. Thus, locations that have access to hydroelectric power, for instance, are an advantage because pricing is typically lower. Finally, the source of power is also important for the user who has pledged to reduce the environmental impact of its data centers. Climate is also very important due to the ability to use a cool climate in conjunction with building design to cool the data center and thereby use less power. Additional factors are an abundance of cheap land, a locale that is friendly to development, and an overall fit for the location within the data center portfolio of the user.
Paul Hastings does a lot of work representing users and owners of real estate in office leases, as well as users and owners of data center facilities. Can you describe some of the key differences between office leases and data center agreements?
There are many differences between office leases and data center leases. One of the most fundamental differences is that rather than identifying and paying for the premises based on square feet, it's very typical instead to charge the tenant based upon the maximum amount of power that is allocated to the premises. The rent is then typically determined by a price per kilowatt of power that is able to be delivered to the premises as critical load power. Because the amount of electricity used by the occupant, as well as by the data center owner, is such a huge component of the overall cost of operation, the allocation of costs of power is a major component of the data center lease. Now, typically, the user has a meter which measures the power used within the data center, and in addition, the user will be charged a proportion of the power utilized by the data center owner in providing cooling to the user's particular space, as well as the remaining spaces in the building. In addition, the ability to connect to the fiber network of the building is of critical importance in a data center. So therefore, the user will need to have access to the building risers and to the main point of entry of the building, which is also known as the meet me room, so that it can place equipment there and cross-connect with other users in the building as well as fiber providers. Another major difference of a data center lease is that remedies for an outage are typically spelled out in a service level agreement, sometimes called an SLA, that is attached to the lease as an exhibit. There will be very defined penalties if there is any sort of power outage in the data center. typically increasing in severity as the number of outages increases over a set period of time. Due to the critical nature of the data center facility, many users will negotiate with the owner to review and approve a maintenance schedule for the facility, both to ensure that proper maintenance is done, as well as to provide the user notice of when facilities may be under repair and there may be limited redundancy or service abilities. So as a result of the constant need for maintenance as well as the critical nature of the facility, owners and users will carefully negotiate the maintenance and repair responsibilities for the data center, including the line of demarcation of the responsibility of each with respect to data center equipment, as well as the ability of the user to engage in self-help with regard to maintenance and repair of the facilities within the four walls of the data center should there be an outage or other maintenance issue. Finally, security of the data center will be of utmost importance, much more so than for a typical office space, and therefore the security protocols for entry into the data center as well as the ground surrounding it will be highly negotiated among the parties.
Paul Hastings has recently formed a data center practice group to concentrate on all types of transactions relating to the data center industry. Can you please tell us about the group and why it was put together?
Yeah, of course, happy to. We decided to formalize our data center practice group to give our clients access to a number of professionals within Paul Hastings who have significant experience with data center transactions. We believe that clients are interested in a vertically integrated team of lawyers who can advise on various facets of the transaction, including development, acquisition, power purchase, construction, hardware development, privacy, and other key facets of a data center deal, all of which we have experience in. We believe we have more experience with data center transactions than any other firm, and we're proud of that background. So in addition to being able to advise on all types of transactions relating to data centers, such as joint ventures, acquisitions, financings, leasings, network agreements, etc., we also have the ability to work on data center issues in multiple countries due to our firm's worldwide presence and experience. So in the past, we have advised on data center transactions not just in many U.S. states, but also throughout Europe and Asia. I would invite anyone listening to this podcast to go to our website, www.paulhastings.com, to obtain more information about our data center practice group.
Thanks, Steve. We look forward to hearing more from the data center practice group at Paul Hastings.
Thank you very much.